The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Friday rocks. That's cool. It's weekend coming
not
up.
Not a
here.
Day too soon.
Damn right. And we got guests today, too. Our buddy Craig Peters.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Yeah, but we don't know Stephen Michael Quezada.
Hey, Quezada.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. You're right. It's Quezada. He's with Nick at a place called Screamers in Lincoln. What, tonight, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. And tomorrow night will be there.
We're going to be at Vineyard tonight, too. James Arthur Vineyard and Raymond.
Who's there?
Both of us tonight. Yeah, there's two shows tonight.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that one off of his social media. Add that to the list.
Then you're all just driving to another place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Two in a night. Yeah, then I'll be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah tomorrow night.
Well, that's more importantly. Let's talk about how your gig went last night. Looks like it was a lot of good social media, so good.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, all right. Just didn't turn that down. All right. Okay, good time?
And then today I'll have to take the memory card from the recorder and hope the tracks are there.
And listen to it. Oh, you haven't listened to it yet?
I think if the tracks are there, I'll be able to do something with it.
Okay. Well, you don't know if it play record worked?
Vinny that runs sound at the Funny Bone, he was working the recorder.
I know Vinny.
Right.
I'm joking.
I trust him, but he was trying to
Just joking, Vinny.
Just before the show last night, Gary Curtis featured and he was like, the levels are good. Do you want to look at it? And I'm like, dude, I don't know what I'm looking for. If you think it looks good, then I trust you completely.
Well, I saw LD must have been in the crowd, right? Because LD took a picture of you singing Broken Wings, and he wrote OF, Broken Wings. I shared that on Twitter, and I got a lot of likes. And I saw a lot of people in the socials. So Thursday night is rough for the rest of us. You know that, Nick, because we got to, feel half decent on a Friday morning. And if I go to the Funny Bone, I tend to drink a lot, you know. And I can't stop myself.
I've seen that happen to people there.
I can't stop myself. And I really wanted to be there, too. Stayed home watching Celtics with my son, and they just kicked ass, which is good because I got to go to bed a little earlier.
I'd like to see a good game in the NBA playoffs. Yeah,
thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys would. I like blowouts when my team wins.
Well, yeah, when it's your team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not as invested as you.
We had all the guys back.
Yeah, I would like to see an interesting game
The two guys have missed out.
This stage of the NBA playoffs hasn't been interesting.
They're two starters.
Kind of the end of the last stage, too.
Right.
There were a couple blowouts late last week, too.
Well, yeah, that's right. The Celtics blew out we were on the golf course that day, blew out the Bucks in Game 7. Yeah.
The Suns just didn't show up.
Yo, I'm with you. If I don't have a dog in that race, you know.
Suns were awful.
Right.
But even if you're just looking for something to watch, I'll check in on the basketball game. Yeah. Ah, crap, it's 30 points.
It was 25 to 30 every time I checked in.
What's the point?
They kicked ass, yeah. It was the best.
Well, that's a lot, because a lot of times at NBA games, I don't watch a ton of them. I watch the Celtics with my son.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fan, but if they're down by more than like 16 or something, that seems to be about the threshold. Well, 15, something around there. Like
when you're up by 30, and they were,
that's too much.
But the Heat got it down to about 18. They started getting excited, and I'm thinking, man, this is where you got to hit a couple threes and put them back over 20. And they did. And hell, they didn't even play their starters. The Heat didn't play their starters the last almost 10 minutes of that game.
Really,
and 10 minutes is a lot of time in basketball.
They just gave
but not
up.
When you're up by 30. Not in the NBA. 30 is about that level. Like, you know, 10 minutes, we ain't making that back. You know, we're just not going to make that back.
That was in Miami?
Yeah.
Were they all wearing the same color t-shirt in the crowd?
If you call a douchebag a t-shirt.
Well, that first game, they were all in white. Well,
yeah, I know. I really couldn't tell.
I don't think there was
a lot of Celtic
out.
Fans. Yeah. A lot of green in there, too. I mean, nice. they didn't dominate, but there was a lot of Celtic fans because probably transplants. And Miami's a nice place to go to watch a basketball game because it's Miami.
Yeah. You know? Well, the Celtics have fans everywhere.
They do. But, you know, that's a quick flight, Boston down into Miami. Not quick, but it's a direct flight. And there's a lot of people like to be in Miami, you know. I think that's a good destination for any kind of a game your team play. You know, I wanted to go see the Steelers in Miami, but I think they're in October. That probably won't be able to work for me, but whatever.
That arena
first
looks
world
cool,
problem.
Too.
Yeah, it looks like a cool arena, especially when the Heat loses. And then when's the second game tonight? No, not their game. When's the Warriors?
Yeah, that'd be tonight. Tonight, okay. Yeah.
All right. And so Nick, all the jokes worked?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And all?
Yeah.
I think so. And they were a good crowd. They were a really good crowd. They were into it. And
yeah, the socials were
into it. And they were generous.
Well, they were there to see you, too, you know?
Yeah. And they were generous, but they weren't, I don't think, they weren't fake laughing because they knew it was going to be recorded.
Right, okay. Right.
Which
right.
I appreciated.
No gratuitous laughter.
Right.
Did your dad listen to the Sure Fine joke? He turned his head.
He might have left. I don't know.
You walked him on the Sure Fine joke.
You almost walked him here yesterday on the Sure Fine joke.
He walked himself.
Yeah. He did. Now, we thought it was him being scatterbrained. He left a bag here for you, and Push found it this morning. As he talked about how yesterday was scatterbrained. But apparently you knew the bag was sitting there for you.
Yeah,
right?
I forgot it.
And what is in that bag?
There was food in it.
What kind of food?
It was Indian food.
Oh, open that up and eat that. Sitting outside. sitting here in the room all night. That'll be good for you.
Sitting out for 20
I feel bad.
Hours.
Yeah, my dad. It was from my dad's friend. She's great. And I was like, it's very generous and thoughtful. And then I'll just leave it sitting there.
That's hilarious because that's not any good. You know that, right? You're not going to eat that, are you?
No. Well, I figured it was sealed.
Put it in the fridge, see if anybody steals it. Probably me. I'll
by the
steal
time
it.
I remembered that I'd left that here yesterday. By the time I remembered, it was a lost cause.
Yeah, probably me. I'll steal it later on, forgetting it was yours.
What is it?
Indian food.
Yeah, how do you know it's bad?
Because it sat outside for a whole hour.
It should have been 20, refrigerated
24 hours.
Yesterday.
Depends upon how many.
Well, if it's in my apartment when I live by myself or a dorm room, I'm eating that stuff. You're right. Now I'm a little bit more careful. Sitting out the whole 24 hours, it ain't pizza I would do it.
If it's fresh, it's probably bad. But if it's got some preservatives,
it was fresh.
It was like in to-go containers, it'd been prepared. Yeah, yeah. And Indian food is, you know, an iffy gut situation when it's good and fresh.
That's true.
When it's been sitting out unrefrigerated for a day.
And I have no idea how long it was in my dad's car.
That's right. Sure. You're right. No, your dad. He drove up from. Did he drive up from with it from Louisiana?
I'll just set it in front of the air conditioner. It'll be fine.
Indian squirts from Louisiana. Yeah. No, we don't want you getting sick like Craig did a couple weeks ago. What was that, Craig? That was last Friday, wasn't it?
Last Friday.
All right. And I got some audio. We'll play. I retweeted it last night. Since it's not our state, but you know we all know Dr. Oz. He was on our show a ton of times, and I tweet out I'm ashamed that we had that ass hat on. You should hear his view on pot in Pennsylvania. It's hilarious. He's such an idiot because Fetterman, the guy running against him, the big dude, is pro weed, pro recreational. They have medical there now, but we'll play the audio if you can get that.
I don't recall ever having a pot discussion with him.
No, but there's a bunch of stuff going on around him that he was actually for a lot of things, and then
he's flip-flopped.
Oh, he flip-flopped.
Okay.
Like, he was for gun control because he saw what the damage did. He was a doctor. He was for women's rights, by the way. He's for women's rights. But he was all that stuff until he started sucking Trump's ass, and he just lied. He just turned around. So, you know what he really believes is when he was actually the doctor. Productive rights.
Yeah.
You know, guns are bad and stuff like that. But when you're running as a Republican, you just have to go bang.
Well, these people see the grift.
Right. He's a total grift.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why.
You say that stuff, you get the power, and then you're set.
Exactly. Right. But the audio of him on weed is hilarious. It's on our Twitter. Can I bring it up? I can't bring it up here.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Whole thing? Whole minute?
Yeah, the whole minute.
Fetterman. Sherman has won statewide in Pennsylvania. He's got that going for him. He is a big. He doesn't dress like a normal politician. He's always wearing hoodies and he wears shorts. He wants to legalize marijuana, I believe, which essentially, quite frankly.
This is from Newsmax, by the way.
He seems to be legal. What is your stance on that, by the way, marijuana?
You know, there are not enough Pennsylvanians to work in Pennsylvania. So giving them pot so they stay home is not, I don't think, an ideal move. I also don't want to breed addiction to marijuana. It's not physical addiction, it's emotional addiction. But I don't want young people to think they have to smoke a joint to get out of their house in the morning. We need to get Pennsylvanians back at work. You got to give them their mojo. And I don't want marijuana to be a hindrance to that. I also don't want people operating heavy machinery and driving by me when they've been taking their fourth joint of the day. But there are other issues that are plaguing Pennsylvanians. We're a border state practically, right? Because they're flying illegal immigrants up here from the border in the middle of the night, wow. These night flights, but they're also getting
there.
Their
all right. Hey, he checked all the boxes.
That's like whiplash.
Way to wedge in the illegal immigrants.
You notice he said pot will make people stay in, but he wanted people to smoke pot to go out.
Yeah, he totally contradicted himself.
Yeah. He's an idiot. I mean, he's a freaking idiot, you know, and hopefully my home state sees through him. Because he's a grifter. He lived in Jersey for 20 years, you know.
Also,
practically a border
practically
state.
Practically a border state.
Yeah, to Maryland.
My Maryland?
Yeah. Well, our idiot governor pulls that crap, too. And Herbster ran with commercials. He's under governor, but Herbster ran with commercials of illegals running over a border. I'm thinking, from Kansas? You know? We're not a border state.
Of Pennsylvania is basically a border state.
Yeah, yeah. He had to go right there with the racist stuff.
Totally. Right?
And by the way, you should see his face when the other guy mentions Fetterman wears hoodies. And he's just nodding. He's turning his head, shaking his head like you can't
matters.
Right. Like that's shameful.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't seen his logo from a distance. His logo looks like the Quick Trip logo.
Does it really?
It's like the QT.
All right. But yeah. He don't want everybody to smoke. I know a lot of people that don't smoke pot in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And I know people that do smoke pot in Pennsylvania.
Four joints a day?
Yeah.
I know somebody on their fourth joint.
I also work with guys that smoke a lot of dope, but they've been waking up every morning for 30-some years to do their damn job.
Do they frighten you? Do they scare you?
Well, for other reasons. You guys
occasionally. Right. You smoke to get out of the house.
No, because I am them for a long time, too. I mean, we did other drugs and woke up before 6. Try that, Doc Oz. Try the uppers to wake up.
Did you wake up or stay up?
That was more. Well, yeah, you were comatose for an hour or two before you walked in here.
Has he won yet?
No, I don't think he has.
I think it's still
automatic recall. Yeah, but
funny is they have to count.
But Trump's calling
ballots.
Fraud just in the Republican
already
against Republicans.
No. What Trump did was tell Dr. Oz to claim victory. Before they steal it from you.
Right. Okay. Republicans, by the way, steal it from you.
Before the Republicans steal the election from you, say that you won it.
Right.
Now so don't bother with figuring out what the votes are. Say that you won
matters.
It, and then you've got, and then you, everything else just fits in after that.
Well, it worked before.
Just say you won it.
It's worked before.
Yeah, just say it.
And that hedge fund Republican who's, you know, apparently,
is he the other guy that's close to him?
He's great tied with them. And then that psycho black chick who's a total right-wing anti-Semite
she's
and everything.
A
yeah,
nut job.
She had 200,000. So together they blew out Oz anyway. So he is a grifter. And some of my buddies have been checking in with me and they're saying, yeah, he's a piece of crap. Yeah. And I said, yeah, we kind of know that. But that weed comp, that thing is hilarious, you know.
Well, he completely contradicts himself.
Because remember, you potheads, you can't hold jobs.
And if he wasn't on Newsmax, somebody could be like, hey, which one is it?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm sure he's commented on weed before. And most every doctor we know doesn't care about weed.
No.
Doesn't think it's a problem.
No. Well, he had to go there, though. He
or there's
problem.
Bigger sure. problems.
Yeah. Like Mexicans.
Right, nothing else.
Like that border state.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's why I left. It's a border state.
Yep. That's
why I hated Maryland.
I left North Dakota.
They get to build a fence to stop the planes.
All those Mexicans making an end run
very
through
tall.
Canada.
And then, Craig Peters, Stephen Michael Quezada.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning and St. Louis Blues both won last night.
Man, you could have said two teams, and I would have just said, okay. I didn't even know the Blues were in it.
Yeah, I just learned
that. I did not know.
I just learned that yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know the
Blues. Avalanche, right. Florida, Tampa.
Avalanche is in there?
Four more. Yeah.
Man, I had no idea.
I did see the end of the Tampa Bay, Florida game last night, and it was fantastic. This is the way it's supposed to go. You turn on the last 5 minutes, the score is tied.
Yeah.
And then with 4 seconds left, one team scores.
Oh. No overtime.
Yeah. That's
the best hockey ever.
Yeah, I would say turn it on with 2 minutes tied and there's 4 seconds.
It may have been closer to that, actually. Yeah. I was a little.
That's probably the perfect ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was.
A minute push. Maybe in a minute, you know. Give you that build up for the minute, for the 4 seconds.
Yeah. Very short attention span with
hockey.
Then
I learned that they wouldn't have scored had the defenseman not left his spot.
Oh,
that's always
but the defenseman
thing.
Left his spot. You know, that's what they teach you in the, first grade hockey.
Yeah.
Don't leave your spot there.
I assume they do.
Yeah. I always hated that because I was rarely at soccer or, not skate hockey, but running around. I was never the dude that was sent, to enemy lines.
Oh, you're always a defenseman.
So you always just
guy.
Had to stand back there and wait. And that looks interesting.
Defenseman.
Yeah.
I didn't want you kicking the ball.
No, wonder what's going on down there.
Not fast enough to play offense there.
No.
Nick, this screen went out. I think I pushed something and hit it. So come in there and use
I was going to say, Nick, at least you weren't the fat kid they stuck in the goal. I've heard that happens.
Did you play soccer?
Well, like PE in elementary school.
All right. They put you... He's got you there.
Yeah.
He's got you there. Did you stop a lot of goals? Or you're an athletic guy. I've seen you play.
Yeah.
Not soccer, but I've seen you play a dodgeball. You can move. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Yeah. All right.
Started you just recently.
You smell good. What do you wear this morning? You smell pretty good. You do. It's some sort of musk or something.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
is it musk deodorant? You had your armpit right in my face. Smelled pretty good. That stuck to the team.
Give it a few hours. It won't be that way.
Yeah, no, I know it won't. Don't come in here again. That smelled sweet.
Well, don't turn stuff off again.
I won't.
So you remember the story about Central Park where the black guy was bird watching and the white woman called him
the white racist.
The white woman falsely accused him of threatening her.
There was a dog involved too, right?
Yes, there was a dog involved, and maybe he wanted her to put it on a leash or something
and
like
then
that.
She was choking the hell out of the dog.
That was it.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it was her dog.
Yeah.
Well, that guy. He's got himself a new gig. Christian Cooper is his name. And he's going to now be hosting a bird watching series on National Geographic.
Didn't this guy take the high road with his chick?
Yes, he did. He said, don't fire her.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. That sounds kind of nice because sometimes I'm looking for something to turn on while I nap.
The bird watching show
would be perfect for that.
Because you're going to have birds and stuff. Yeah.
They'd be talking with that hushed tone while they looked for the birds.
Nobody's ever like, there it is! Right. Just like screaming.
No, they don't. Nobody does scream, there it is, exactly.
Apparently a couple of days ago, Ozzy was in a lift, and the driver took off with Ozzy's clothes.
Oh, not a lift as in a British elevator.
No, I'm sorry.
L-Y-F-T.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. It was not clear.
It's got to be crazy when Ozzy shows up at your lift.
You were totally clear.
Oh, no,
Todd was nitpicking. You wouldn't have said lift. You just said elevator.
I looked at Craig and I said, he looks like he's in British mode today.
Yeah, he might have said controversy. So Kelly took to Twitter, called the LAPD for help. She tweeted, emergency. One of your drivers just knowingly drove off with all my dad's clothes in the back seat of your car. We can't reach her or you.
Not knowingly.
We are calling the police right now.
Good for her.
Shared a screenshot from the not elevator lift app of the driver's information, but then quickly took it down. And an hour and a half later, she said the clothes had been tracked down. And thanks to not an elevator lift and LAPD, it's unclear if it was a true theft attempt or just a misunderstanding and Kelly overreacted.
Well, I had that hassle with my wife. We were, one time we were in San Francisco years ago, and it was a cab. It was before Uber and Lyft. And it was a cab, and the cab driver actually called us like 20 minutes after they dropped us off and said, hey, you left your sunglasses. I said, well, that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Oh, they reached out to you.
They reached out to me and drove back to her hotel. I got to show you a couple more rides. I'll bring it back by the hotel. Of course, I gave her a tip, but I said, thank you. But she didn't have to do that. But she did because it's a cab and there's a phone number. So flash forward 2 years ago, we're up to Todd's daughter's wedding in Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach, California.
And my wife and I take an Uber from the airport to the hotel. We get out of the Uber and Todd's right there. Everybody's kind of standing there. His family's standing there. They just happen to be outside the hotel. And we get out. My wife gets out, closes the door, bang, her purse is in there. The guy takes off. And I'm freaking out. So I finally call the guy because he did have a because they have your number when they, you know, whatever, I had his number. So he goes, well, I'm heading to San Diego now. I said, yeah, I know, but you have a purse. And he goes, well, sorry. I'm serious. And then, by the way, there's nobody to call. There's no boss of him. There's no boss of him. So I'm on the phone with the guy. I said, dude, but you have our purse. I said, you know what's in the back seat. He goes, I got to ride in San Diego. I said, well, when you come back, can you drop it off? I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
And I'm thinking, I never called the cops because at this point I'm still begging the guy. I said, dude, I'll take care of you. I said, he's like, okay, how much?
That's all he wanted.
Yeah. And I tell him, I said, I don't know, I need it back. I'll give you $100. And he just drives, like 2 hours later, comes back and gives it to me. I'm thinking, and then I don't want to fight with the guy, but I want to say, you're an ass. You're just an ass. Because I called him, and he literally was 20 minutes away. He could have turned right around and gave us a purse.
And I imagine you tipped after the initial ride.
Of course I did.
It's not like you were an unruly passenger.
No, not at all.
Puking on his windows.
What made me mad, and I know it's individual drivers, but what made me mad is people actually say, well, you're out of luck. I said, no, you know. If it was a cab, you'd call the cab company. The cab company would say, hey, listen, you work for us. You bring back.
Right. Well, they would make arrangements.
Right. They'd make arrangements. Yeah. This guy didn't care.
Yeah, it's not just his purse now.
He didn't care.
Yeah, the cabbie would have maybe a central location to drop it off.
Whatever, they would have done what it would because it was a company, you know. You're not going to call the guy that owns Uber. There's no phone number.
No.
There's no way to call, you know.
Well, he's the owner.
Right, so I'm serious. Be careful. If you're getting out of an Uber or Lyft, they don't have to do anything. And they don't care.
Take your stuff.
Right. But we've all forgot stuff. Nick, you forgot your Indian food. You left that in Uber this morning, you know?
Right. Here I am blaming your dad. Right. It was all your fault.
Yeah.
I thought he just forgot to give it to you. Yeah.
No, it was all me.
Right. You didn't even open the car.
Once again, we don't know how long it was in. We don't know how long it was in Mark's car either. You know, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Can you imagine everything Ozzy's left places over the years?
Exactly. I don't think the driver knew.
Yeah.
And his daughter has to know that. She blames the driver initially. Your dad's Ozzy Osbourne.
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
High probability he forgot it.
Sure. Maybe a little scatterbrain.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Ozzy may have the ADHD.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Todd's going to hate this a lot.
I'm such a hater, so why wouldn't I?
National weather forecasters are saying that La Nina may stick around through this fall and early winter.
What's that mean?
They give it a 61% chance, Todd.
I don't know what that means.
61.
Exactly.
Does it mean more wind?
It means the Nina.
Thank you, Bush.
It would mean a rare La Nina three-peat of three winters in a row. It's only happened twice in a three-year stretch in the mid-70s, and again, 98 through 01. And it would mean more of a drought.
So no snow.
Right.
More dead bodies in Lake Mead, too.
You know, yeah.
Popping up. Yeah.
Yeah. Place is now advertised that they're selling corpse water from Lake Mead. Corpse water is actually a thing, though. This is fake corpse water from Lake Mead. Corpse water is sold in, you know, for different rituals and witchcraft and things like that.
I got it. Yeah.
And a corpse, what, do you know what corpse water is?
No.
Actual
nasty?
Corpse water.
Water strained through a corpse.
You're not far off.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's probably what's in that Indian food right now. Drink that.
It's water that they wash corpses with.
Oh. And it drips down the side
of
the pan.
And then people buy it.
Oh.
They don't drink it, let's do say, they? Please.
They use it in the witchcraft rituals and things like that.
It goes into a bubbling cauldron.
In a vat full of bubbling roux.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh. And they laugh like when Todd has his laughing orgasm.
Yeah. Now the witches would cackle more. And go,
don't do that when you have an orgasm again. I don't want to hear that again.
It's troubling.
Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.